JMU professors Marcus Davis and Amanda Cass studied American paddlefish for their unique bone structure before exploring their potential to regrow their fins.
One of our questions is, why can't we regenerate our skeletons after injury? So what we're doing is leveraging the ability of animals that do have that superpower to regenerate their skeleton.
Davis and Cass amputated the pelvic fins of young paddlefish to test their regrowth. After several weeks of observation, they discovered that paddlefish have that superpower as well. A staining technique they used showed the paddlefish slowly regrowing their bones. For Cass, it was a eureka moment.
And when we did the staining and we actually looked at that, we noticed that yes, in fact, there was new fin growth beyond the cut plane. It was a very exciting moment, and I went running down the hall to show him the pictures with, you know, a picture on my cell phone saying, look, look, no, really, it is there.
Those results were published in a paper earlier this month along with similar results from research at Michigan State University, the Federal University of Pará in Brazil, and the Leibniz Institute in Berlin that studied other fish and amphibian species. According to Davis, that collective effort shows that reactivating the genetic capability in humans to regrow limbs could one day be possible.
And that bears hope that we also have that program, and with some nudging through therapy, that we may be able to reactivate parts of that program. And that's the exciting part. We just have to figure out where that nudging needs to occur and how we could do it.
Although the possibility of testing limb regrowth in humans is still a long way off, Davis said that when the time comes, he hopes JMU will get to take part in that research as well. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.